Punch it! Punch it, Roars!
Right, foot off. Here we go.
I've got the handbrake.
Right, back on the gas.
Ben Archer and Rory Donovan aren't the first joyriders in Ambridge. In 2011, the stolen BMW terrorised cyclists Harry Mason and Rhys Williams.
Harry, you okay?
Next, an adult who should have known better.
I need your help. I've had a bit of an accident. I've run into a tree.
What?
It wasn't my fault. Jason nudged me.
Ah, the elusive Jason. For his actions, Kenton Archer rightly received a patronising telling-off from his younger brother, David.
Linda has had half the village out after you, not to mention all the embarrassment you've given me.
Okay, David, he didn't realise. I think he's learned his lesson.
Oh, no, I don't think he has. This farm is not some giant racetrack for you and your mates.
In 2001, there was a spate of driving offences, all of which involved one particular individual.
All right, come on, get in.
He's pretty spent some money on it, hasn't he?
Yeah, skirts and spoilers, twin exhaust, I've gone like a rocket.
Edward Grundy Jr., the serial offender when it came to joyriding and stolen vehicles, and he led astray his girlfriend at the time, one Fallon Rogers. Then the fun came to a screeching halt. This time Ed was in cahoots with another thoughtless wrongdoer, Jazza McCreery.
Look out, there's a horse!
What the f*** did that come down, sir?
It's okay, we're okay.
Yeah, but the horse! I didn't touch it!
It's gone down, though!
12-year-old Alice Aldridge and her horse, Chandler, were shaken but not seriously hurt. There was yet another incident before tearaway Ed Grundy was brought to justice. This time, he was behind the wheel of his brother's car and with his brother's girl.
Emma!
Emma Carter, as she was then, was barely conscious and her legs were trapped. With the smell of petrol filling the air, Ed raced to free her from the crashed car.